Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And for that, we turn to John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So how's life in the swamp today?
Well, you know, you introduce me each week as the co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and that is a startup company that I have been helping lead for a few years now. And I thought it'd be really good to talk about this as an illustration of a lot of challenges that a lot of other entrepreneurs have. I mean, I think we all appreciate when we realize we're not in this alone, don't we?
Yeah. Is there like a Entrepreneurs Anonymous or something? Is there a group we can go to that you've discovered?
There absolutely needs to be a 12-point program. There's no question about that, because normal people don't do this. Normal people go to work and get a paycheck. So you have to be a little touched to do what we do. We started a few years ago based on some Clemson research. Academic researcher there, Delphine Dean, and she was trying to develop medical devices for low-resource settings like remote villages in Africa. And she had identified a way to make a very low-cost glucose monitoring system. So 700 million people around the world, most of them can't afford the kind of monitoring systems we have today. So if we could come up with something really low cost that could be scaled to hundreds of millions of people, that sounds like a pretty compelling idea, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And I know you've traveled to some of those countries as well to actually try to get this on the ground.
Absolutely. I've been to India, Central America. Delphine does a lot of work in Africa. And so we started developing this. We ended up with a smartphone-based system, talking about what the regulatory process was, and somebody said, what about diabetic dogs? And so we kind of pivoted to, let's develop the system for animals, because we don't have to go through the same regulatory clearance process that we do for humans, so we can get something on the market quicker. I go talk to vets, and they said, well, wow, you know, what if you could test saliva? Because a lot of problems that pet owners have is they don't like lancing their dog to draw a drop of blood. So believe it or not, we've actually developed a pretty compelling system now that allows a pet owner to do that. And so, you know, how do you reach pet owners? Well, one way to do that might be through veterinarians, right? They diagnose a dog and it has diabetes, and they recommend that, you know, the VetTab system, which we've developed. So then the question becomes, well, why would a vet do that? What is in the vet's interest? And what we're here talking to vets about is, you know, if you have access to at-home health data that you otherwise don't have access to, remember, this is a smartphone-based system, so the data can be uploaded to the vet so they can see it. You know, if the dog is not going in a good trend, you know, if its glucose is going up, you know, they can call the pet owner and say, hey, you know, bring the dog in, let's take a look at it, let's try to get the glucose better regulated. Now, veterinarians, the challenge there is, you know, you bring your dog in and they do a lab test, and then however much later you bring your dog in again and they do a lab test, and we're trying to convince the vets that, you know, the best standard of care is not only to do that, but then to, you know, incorporate at-home health data that you might not otherwise have seen. And so it's really a change in paradigm, you know, for the veterinarians as well. And we think that, you know, if we can get this started, if we can really get traction and get vets seeing how not only can this help keep the animals they care for healthier, but how it can actually help their business, it's a really big idea, and, you know, gives us the opportunity to be a leader in this market segment. So, you know, you got a great idea. You talk to a lot of people. They say that's really cool. And you go out there and you try to push it in the marketplace, and a whole lot of people sit back to see if you can make anything of this. This point of time that we're in, every entrepreneur I know has gone through this period where, you know, everybody kind of sits back to see if something can be made of this. And the solution to that is to really focus in on the people for whom this is the most compelling. The people say, wow, this is great. You know, if you call in 100 people and 95 people say no and 5 people say yes, the real question is, what was it about this 5 people that, you know, made them say yes, and how do you make 5, 10, and 10, 20, and 20, 40? So that's kind of where we are, and that's a part of the culture that we need in South Carolina. We need more people that have been through that process and been successful, kind of be mentors to the next generation.
And, of course, just sharing experiences can certainly help, such as yours. Thank you so much for your time today, John.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We have links to both posted at our webpage, so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.